Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Oh, my goodness. I am totally jazzed about today's show. I pulled a card earlier today, and the card is, I release unhealthy behaviors and dissolve them into the light. Well, I've got two people joining the show today that are not only going to help us in a real practical way understand what this means, but are going to connect you with incredible opportunities to create behavioral change right now for yourself. My first guest, Diane Cumberland, is joining us today as the founder of the personal training team. She had founded this company in 1994. Now, listen, there are a lot of trainers out there and a lot of training organizations, but this is, and I want to say it again, personal training team. She's created an incredible organization and an incredible practice of helping people like you and me get our bodies in shape, understand what it means to be in great health and wellness and well-being. And she's done this from her own personal story and is busting the myth around the issue of being old, metabolism slowing down, not being able to get the body in shape, all of the stuff that we have bought into that's holding us back from absolute vitalistic living. Diane Cumberland is joining us today. I've been working with Diane now for, I think, about 6 weeks, thanks to Cheryl Hancock, who connected us. And I am so thrilled to have her on the show. Diane, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's great to be here.
Well, we are just knocking the heck out of this idea that as you age, things get blown out of shape. You know, there was a show on the other night. I was mentioning this to Benny. I think it's called The Biggest Losers. And there was one guy on the show that was, I think, in his 60s.
Yeah,
and he
62.
Ended up to lose more weight in 1 week than anybody had ever done. And at the end of this, after he started to walk off the scale, he said, well, so much for slowed down metabolism.
That's right.
Isn't this your story as well?
Exactly. And there's probably there was a point in his life that he thought all the younger ones would, certainly beat him to the punch, so to speak. And he was the first one out of the track to get to the trainer, if you remember that part of the show.
Yeah.
And that was great to see. And that show is very inspirational for all of America, because it shows no matter where you are in your fitness journey or whether maybe you haven't even started on it, it is never too late. It's never too late to get in shape. And that was me. I had a wake-up call when I was only 34. I had my new daughter was only a couple of months old. I had a 3-year-old son. I was a busy mom, but I really had let myself go, and I was finding I couldn't even climb the stairs to go to her bedroom and tend to her without being out of breath. So I realized I was really out of shape. I had the 20 extra pounds baby fat to lose. So that was my first eye-opening experience that I should do something about it, and I joined a health club. And I went to the aerobics classes. This was in 1980, Pat, if you remember. Those are the days when everybody was flocking to the gym and doing the aerobics classes in the leg warmers and the cute little suits and all that, the Jane Fonda workouts.
Well, the Jane Fonda and my friend Olivia Newton-John, Getting Physical.
Oh,
maybe
exactly.
Benny can find that. I hope, Benny, you can find Get Physical from Olivia Newton-John. But, yeah, that's what we were doing.
Right. And it was very scary to me. I remember creeping into the class, the back row, and, you know, and just keep real low profile. Well, I soon discovered that this was fun. I liked it. And I was doing something for myself because, you know, I think there's a lot of women out there that they're moms, their wives, they probably have a career too, and they're doing something for someone else all the time, never for themselves. So when I speak to people about this, I really like to get them to take a moment and say, you know, you really got to put yourself on your daily calendar. You got to put yourself on your to-do list, and it's never too late. So back then in 1980, I continued to go to the classes. I started to go once a week, twice a week, three times a week. Soon I was approached to become an aerobics instructor. So I got certified and I taught aerobics for many years. It was fun, you know, just part-time. I didn't really have to work. My husband made a good income. And I had a nice lifestyle, but it was fun to do something and make a difference in people's lives. And it was not until 1990 that I was introduced to weight training. I had never done any weights, and I met a trainer named Willie Austin. And Willie's just a great guy. He now heads up the Austin Foundation here in Seattle, and it provides programs for inner-city kids to keep them off the streets and provide places for them to learn about fitness and health in various places throughout the city. And he's just doing a great job there. So I met him in 1990, and he put me on a little program and introduced me to weights and some more disciplined training. And in 3 weeks, I checked back with him, and I said, well, am I doing everything right? And he looked at me, and he said, wow, he says, you need to compete. And I looked at him with this kind of bewildered look. I said, Willie, I'm 44. I mean, you know.
Well, there you go. There's that thinking,
yeah.
Right?
So that was, you know, ingrained in me. Wow, I was old at 44. I was feeling old, you know. And so he says, age is just a number. So that statement was so significant. I didn't think much of it then, but he said, age is just a number. He says, I know you can do it. 8 months later, I was on a stage in Seattle at the Moore Theater winning my very first bodybuilding competition. It was a strange sport. And I know the sport has some bad media coverage and that kind of thing because of not everybody pursues it on a natural level, but I have always been a natural bodybuilder. And my trainers are, and the women that I've trained to go to competition have always been natural. So it's a big distinction. And it's
a huge distinction.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad you're pointing this out because I want to be really clear about this. We have demonstrated just as that individual did on the Biggest Loser show that he can take off 31 pounds in 1 week,
right?
Very naturally. So are you, and so is my friend Pete Siegel. I mean, Pete Siegel just had an incredible event. I think he pressed something like 1,300 pounds. I don't know.
Whoa.
But the point is, we don't have to approach our body strength with the use of chemicals.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about the process to get there. It's such a learning process. You know, I learned how to eat differently, and I used to think a muffin and a cup of tea was a good snack or a meal, you know. Willie taught me differently.
I think Benny's thinking, Krispy Kreme and a shot of this Wired 3000.
Yeah. So it makes a huge difference what you put in your body, and that's a big thing that we cover at Personal Training Team, helping people make those sometimes just small changes, little baby steps to improve their eating habits and, you know, feel better. They start feeling better all right away. And sometimes it's not easy to do without a little bit of coaching and somebody involved in it with you. And that was my case. I had, you know, I was coached and encouraged, and the fact that someone there thought that I could do it, I did it. And there I was. I brought home my first trophy.
Well, and then you haven't stopped since. And,
no, I mean,
you know, out of all of this, what you've created is, in my opinion, a new concept for training for people.
Right.
Especially for, you know, people that are not just the people that are in the 40-plus age category, but there is a way now to work in a very private situation, very private environment, with really happy people. I mean, all of the trainers that are part of this team, these people are happy.
I know.
They are on some kind of happy juice.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. And sometimes when I'm sitting in my office and all four of our studios are busy with clients and trainers in them, it is a very happy, happy place, and lots of laughter. So we're glad to be able to offer that to people. We also go into people's homes. So it's very, very private, and we can focus on the person's goals, and they don't have to worry about who's watching or who what people are thinking, because sometimes it's a very moving experience for someone who's been sedentary to all of a sudden start doing something for themselves, and they need to feel a sense of trust and, you know, safety.
Well, you know, Diane, I mean, we're going to talk about exactly what you've put together. You've got a bunch of offers for people. Let's take a minute here real quick and just give people an overview of some of the things you're going to be offering the Dr. Pat listeners.
Well, I'd like to offer a free fitness consultation. I do that as a regular thing, and that's where someone would come in and tell me what they're looking for, what they need. I learn a lot about them. They can learn a lot about us, how we work. And then combined with that information, a full fitness evaluation, which takes about an hour, and that also tells a big part of the story. So the evaluation, the consultation, and a free introductory training session is what I'm offering to one of our lucky listeners.
Okay. Let's give out that number, 1-800-930-2819. First listener that calls in, comes on the air in the next segment, and is willing to declare for themselves to release unhealthy behaviors and dissolve them into the light, we're going to give this away to you. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get into some detail here about what it's like to work with the folks at Personal Training Team. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
How would your life be different if you had the guidance of a psychic intuitive, medium, or energy healer? How exciting would it be to discover your own inherent spiritual gifts of intuition and wisdom? Find out when you tune in to Sage, Spirit, Angels, and Guides Entertainment, Fridays at noon on KKNW 1150 AM and streaming live at sageradioshow.com. Call in and speak with the sages and receive guided insight for your life. Don't just imagine the possibilities, live them.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We're all students and teachers of life. At the College of Metaphysical Studies in Clearwater, Florida, we offer the largest curriculum in metaphysical and spiritual studies. Allow us to guide you on your path of self-discovery. Learn from the comfort of your home with our distance learning program or visit our Florida campus. To learn more, visit cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main.
Give your kids a gift. The Angel Healing Meditation from Positive Central.
Well, it helps me get to sleep faster. It also kind of soothes me when I'm trying to relax.
I like how you get to create your own special angel and how your angel has the power to transform things.
Learn how your children can enjoy the Angel Healing Meditation at PositiveCentral.com.
It makes me feel like I had a relaxing sleep.
Order yours today at PositiveCentral.com.
Are you taking your multiple vitamin formula and fish oils too? Now you can take your vitamins and fish oils in one formula, one bottle. Carlson Fish Oil Multi, a vital foundation for nutritional programs. Carlson Fish Oil Multi is a comprehensive, iron-free, balanced formula supplying essential vitamins and minerals. Plus, Carlson's Fish Oil Multi provides Norwegian fish oils, which is rich in EPA and DHA to support the heart, the brain, the nerves, and the eyes. Look for Carlson Fish Oil Multi at finer health food stores in the fish oil section. Carlson Fish Oil Multi.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Bring it. Ha, ha. What?
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Diane Cumberland here joining us today, someone that knows quite a bit about what it means to take our lives, our health, our wellness to the next level. She is working with the folks at the personal training team, and this is an incredible conversation. We're going to be doing a complete series with her. Today is our introductory conversation, a talk with her about what it means to bust the myth of you're too old to get going. Now, Benny, we opened up the phone lines. We had a gift certificate that we gave away. Do we have a winner for that?
We certainly do. Let's bring on Tony. He's out driving around in the old Issaquah area and just east of Seattle. So let's bring on Tony.
Hey, Tony, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just reprogrammed my radio, and I put in 1150, and you guys were talking about this, and it's just perfect. It's like kismet. Great.
It's perfect, and you know what? You're going to get, you know, a free assessment working with Diane. What do you think, Diane? Isn't this perfect?
That's great. I'm going to be really happy to meet you, Tony.
Yeah, I'd like to. I weigh about 325 now. I'm 48, and I have a hang glider that can only support 260 pounds. So that would be my first goal, but I'd like to get back to like 230.
Well, you know what? You turn that dial at exactly the right time and exactly the right day and exactly the right show, because your life is going to be changed, Tony. I'm telling you.
That's great. That's awesome. Okay, so Where do I go? What do I do?
Well, Tony, we'll get all the information, buddy.
You know, you did the hardest thing. You picked up the phone and you made the call. The rest is going to be between you and Diane. And I want to check back with you to see exactly what you decide to do with them, because this is something that will help you meet your goal. Thanks for picking up the phone. And I got to tell you, my hat goes off to you for making the change, dude.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, I started back on a vegetarian diet, but getting back into workout is kind of hard.
We're not going to make it hard for you anymore. We're going to make it happen.
All right. That's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, Tony, and real fast before you go away, hey, I want to see some pictures while y'all take off from Tiger Mountain out there in Issaquah.
That's doable.
Oh, I know it is. I can feel it in you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to see Dr. Pat up there pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, thank you so much.
Hang tight, Tony. Okay. I'll get some information from you. Go ahead there, Pat. What else?
Hey, Diane, I got to tell you, this is incredible. I love how this happens. Don't you love this?
Oh, yeah. Just things happen when they should happen, right?
Absolutely. I mean, let's go back to your story, because when we talk about things happening, you know, we're talking about this idea of it never being too late. I mean, for you, you're someone that got plugged in later on in life, and look at what happened.
Right.
You were able to look at this, say yes to it, and now here you are.
And again, you never know when that person will come into your life or somebody will say a certain phrase. For me, when Willie said, you know, age is only a number and go for it, well, I didn't realize at the time how significant that was, because for me, it's turned into a career, because through that experience and doing some competitions, you know, people would come up to me and ask, well, gee, how do you do this and that, and how do you make your legs look like that and your back and everything? So it developed into a career that I pursued and, you know, became certified, and now I'm able to help others do the same thing. So I just hope when I am talking to people that perhaps something I could say to them, and I know all my trainers feel the same way, that just will hit, you know, be a trigger and just really keep them on that path to wellness and, you know, wherever they are in their journey.
Well, you know, part of this conversation is living in the world of possibilities as opposed to living in the world of probabilities.
Exactly.
And what I mean by that is, and you know what I'm talking about, is we look at all of the reasons that we can't do something.
Right.
Especially around our bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. And we buy into the fact that just because you're 40 or 50 or, like you and me, Pat, we're in our 60s, right? Or maybe I shouldn't have said that, right?
What are we going to say? We're not in our 50s?
Right now.
I mean, you know, 50 and proud of it. And
well, I'm older than you.
I got to tell you, I didn't really start living my life till, you know, I turned 50.
Yeah, same here. I learned a lot in that decade. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's never too late, ever. We work with people in their late 80s.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So from wherever you are, you can always improve and make some positive changes. And often when you do that, you affect so many people around you. You know, last year at the age of 60, I competed in a couple of competitions. I did Masters Nationals in Pittsburgh and then a natural Washington State Championships here in Everett. And part of the reason I did it is just to show that, you know, you can push yourself, even at that age, push yourself to accomplish your goals and dreams or whatever you might want to call them. And especially like working with older women who, again, have bought into that, oh, I'm 45, I'm 50, and I'm just too old, and my body's not what it used to be. It doesn't have to be that way.
Well, and the other part of this is even if you're not 40 or 50, it doesn't matter what age you are. Working with Diane and the team is a very unique experience, and I want to just talk a little bit about that experience because this is really important for me. You know, I'm one of these people that I do need a little extra attention, meaning that I could come up with a gazillion reasons why I'm not working out, why I'm not doing this, why I'm not doing that. And what I love about your place is that when I come there, I get to work with one of the people on your team, and you as well, and I get to do it in my own private room. That is unheard of.
Exactly. I mean, it can be so private that we can close the door on that room. So if someone's having a bad day and they don't want anybody else around to hear except the trainer, you know, that also brings up an interesting point, Pat, that trainers have many different roles. It's not just about lifting weights. It's not just about getting stronger. It's starting to help people think differently about themselves. And there's a lot of empowerment that goes along with that. So there's we never know what we're going to expect when a client comes in that door, what kind of day he or she is having. And we just find out and go with what they need on that particular day.
Well, one of the things I learned immediately, and I want to share this, learned this immediately from, and you had me work with a couple of people, right, Diane?
Yes, I have. Well, you work with Marilee and myself on a regular basis, and we've had others because we work
right.
as a team. So if one of us has to be away, we want to make sure that you're going to be consistent.
Right. Well, Marilee was really great, and she said to me, because there'd be some days that I'd come in and I just wouldn't have the energy. And so she pointed out to me about eating. And that's why, Benny, when, you know, I started to bring in the scrambled egg at around 10 o'clock.
Good.
And so what she shared with me is that you've got to eat, a few things here and there, meaning
right.
like if you get up in the morning, you've got to have something, maybe some carbs. And so while I was in Hawaii, what I started to do was brown rice. Rice is really big here mm-hmm. and in Hawaii. And so I started to have brown rice instead of, you know, wheat and cereal and some really good carbs that really take you into that morning exercise. And then Benny and I, at around 10 o'clock before I start the show, we have one scrambled egg each. I mean, so these are things that we are learning how to do, which I thought would be impossible to do.
Right. And once you start doing them little by little, it becomes much easier, doesn't it?
It does become easier. You know, let's give out your website and your phone number. You're going to be back joining us on this journey. We've now got Tony plugged in. We want to invite all of you out there that are thinking, you know, I really wanted to get started. This is the time of year to do it. And you have an open house.
Yes, coming up this Saturday, the 15th, from 11:30 to 4:30 at our training facility in Redmond. And we'd love to see as many people there as possible. We've just recently expanded. We have now 4 private training rooms and a shower facility, new carpets and paint, and we've been working really hard to make it as nice as possible.
Well, let's give out your phone number for people to call, find out more, and the website as well.
Okay, Pat, and before I give the phone number out, I'd like to offer something else to our listeners out there and people who check your website. For anybody that calls in and mentions the Dr. Pat Show, I will give them 10% off their first month of training. So our number is 425-885-4825.
And let's give out that website.
Website is personaltrainingteam.com. And you can read all the different profiles of all the trainers and see about the services we provide, which includes a full nutritional analysis. And the ability to make those changes is just at your doorstep.
All right, Diane Cumberland, everybody. You're going to hear lots more from her. We've now got Tony plugged in. Let's make it one of the most incredible falls we've ever had, everyone. Whether you're living here in Seattle, whether you're in Boston, whether you're in Tampa, this is all part of the Dr. Pat program. Let's all get physical together. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back here with Jolie Root. We're talking more about wellness and vitalistic living today. We'll be right back.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, she's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway, running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy. Don't even miss her, I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.